for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And this is For The Players, the pop culturist PlayStation podcast. Over 40 years of playing PlayStation. Oh, sorry, let's try that again. Like 50 years of playing PlayStation and like 15 years in that games being combined. I'd like to thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, you can come and check out our socials. Facebook, Discord, Instagram, X, all of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/thepopcultures, where you can watch us record this show live, where you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can by telling your friends, telling your family about this PlayStation Pod. If you are listening to us on podcast services, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you watch us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/thepopculturist. And that's about it, really. Max, how goes it, man?
I really fucking sore back.
What'd you do?
I went to pick my son up. And you know how they just, like, if they decide that they want to be heavier, they will be, and I wasn't ready for it, and he just like fucking shrugged his arms up and did this, and I fucking pulled me back. So I've been munging Voltaren and anti-inflams all day, and it just doesn't want to seem to. It's only irritating when I'm sitting down. Like if I'm up and active, it's fine.
Well, which is helpful because you're going to work shortly, but right now you're sitting. That blows because you don't have a standing desk, so you're like, correct. Like you could do it, and it would just be mid-drift.
Yeah.
For those like watching on the YouTubes, for those listening, you couldn't tell what section of Max's torso you were looking at, and that's okay.
I know you're more likely to hear the farts that I let loose during at my height, and then the noise gate may not gate them.
Like it's only that space between the chair and your cheeks that is keeping that noise at bay. Ah, that sucks, dude. Really sucks. Yeah, look, I'm all right. I'm channeling my best, like, fucking 2010s dickhead with a beanie and a beard. Kind of like, what's that fucking, that was that dude, that Bad Day song. What's his name? Daniel Powter. He had the same shitty beard and beanie. But yeah, no, still, like, the most actually interesting thing I've done this week is continue to grow my beard. Like, obviously, yeah, there's been cool games and all that sort of stuff since we last spoke. But, you know, I did some... Went and did a wrestling show. That was cool. Went and did a housewarming with some mates who I haven't seen in, like, 100 years. That was really nice. But the beard, it hasn't shit me yet. Like, it's fucking sometimes really itchy, and it has become a whole new sensory tool to play with. Now, I do also find it very funny that, Max, I don't believe you've shaved since last week, and your beard is already as close to mine.
I shaved yesterday.
Fuck you. No, I'm so I shaved this morning.
Actually, just got out of the shower and shaved.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, it's like my mate Sprout. He used to have 5 o'clock shadow by recess. It was a prick. But yeah, other than that, like life's just been life, man. Not a whole lot to talk about. Work is been working. But speaking of, next week there will be no episode of the show. I am off the other side of the state in Echuca for some work related things, so I won't be able to record. So because all the recording site is here at my house, and I don't think Max is going to do it.
I was going to say, if something crazy, when are you leaving?
Like literally Monday morning.
I mean, if something crazy comes up, you're gonna record something.
Oh yeah, if something redonkulous happens, I might do something Sunday night. But yeah, if not, once again, who gives a fuck, really? Like, as much as I like to be regular in my bowels and in my podcast releases, sometimes things just get in the way. And because we really don't get paid for this, or you know, it doesn't really make any money. It's like, well, either we're like, oh, we better do a pickup. Like, when? We're fucking working. We got families and shit. Just skip a week. What are you going to do about it? But, yeah, look, outside of that, yeah, not a whole lot of report. Usual nonsense. Usual things. Look, it's a pretty quiet week across the board, really. Like, after the bonkersness that was faux E3, Jeff Keighley's birthday extravaganza, whatever the fuck it's called. It's pretty quiet. But even on top of that, Max.
Apparently it was the... Let's see if I can find it. I think this was like Keighley's biggest show.
Makes sense.
Hang on, I'll find it.
Oh, you're hunting for data.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. This is the hunting for data music that I won't play because I can't think of a beat right now.
Countdown timer. Here we go.
Oh,
done. Too late. Took too long. Suck shit. Apparently, this year the show had over 50 million live streams.
Nice.
With a concurrent audience of 3 million plus. That's up 89% year on year.
Ooh.
Yes. So, like, people are digging the Summer Games Fest.
But you know why, though? You know what it is? Is because for all that time, we're like, you know, E3 was the thing. And we essentially had E3. It's just not the way it used to be. And it's the... I guess it's the... We had that time away from that E3 feeling. And most of us were like, yeah, that's pretty cool. It's good. It was good to have a break. But now I think we're really missing that, a lot, especially those pre-COVID times, and in turn, things like E3. I really enjoyed actually, what?
Apparently, Final Fantasy 16 only runs at 720p on Xbox Series X in performance mode.
Wait, hang on, Series X?
In performance mode.
Like the...
What the fuck? Yeah.
Not what, X, no, not 1X.
No, Series X. Yeah. What the fuck? According to Digital Foundry, the Xbox Series port of Final Fantasy 16 isn't optimized well in terms of graphics and performance. The graphics mode had some weird problems relative to PS5, firstly. The Series X is softer and lower resolution, so in this shot, the PS5 is 1440p in graphics mode. The Xbox is at 1224p. That's a bit of a curious difference. Oftentimes, we don't see that big of a resolution divergence between the two consoles, and oftentimes it favors the Series X. McKenzie then broke down the differences in the frame rate mode, using the initial side-by-side to highlight this. The PS5 is 1080p, the Series X is 720p. It's consistently lower throughout all the shots I tested.
Wow. Wow. What the fuck?
Imagine waiting a year for a game, and then it's just asshole.
Oh my god, oh, and it's a less resolution than your fucking phone. 720p.
Your phone's an Xbox, Ryan. Anything's an Xbox.
That's a good point. That's how you get around it. I suppose. But yes, yeah, so it's pretty quiet. And look, as I mentioned, it makes complete sense. Everyone kind of misses E3 in a lot of ways, and this is the closest we got to it. You know, we got essentially a couple of, like, almost in sequence over a weekend, which is exactly old E3. Like, as I was mentioning earlier, for myself, I have kind of slipped away from that part of the industry, mostly because without there being any PlayStation presence, I proceeded to not give a shit, right? Seeing as that's the only thing that we cover, it's the only platform I play on, and outside of the single trailers or coverage that would grab my attention, I kind of just, you know, keep it the things that'll interest me will bubble to the top. But it was nice to really properly engage with it. And you, and for self, it essentially was like Summer Max Fest, really, because you were just having a great time. But did you feel the E3 energy from it, or is it just something?
I mean, I've been referring to it as Key3 for...
That's absolutely true, you have, yeah.
The last 3 or 4 years at this point.
That's true.
Mute in the chat, LA misses E3 for the tourist revenue. I hear you guys are just throwing out your tourists in LA at the moment.
Yeah, look, imagine that. E3 rolls around, like, hey, everyone, come check out all the nice new video games. Woo! And then it's like, you're all not from here, and then everyone just gets mass deported. That would be fucked, and also very likely by the looks. Like, you know, we're here on, like, literal, on visas, working visas. Like, no, no, don't matter. You'll get pushed back onto our boats, I guess. I assume we're on boats.
Someone called me an alien and shot me with a rubber bullet. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, it's I'm a journalist and someone shot me with a rubber bullet. You know how fucked up that is? Like, you watch the clip, and it wasn't as if... And the official response was, oh, it was crossfire. You see in the background the dude literally go, boop, boop, and, like, shoot the fucking journalist in the leg. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is happening on that side? What the fuck's also happening in, like, this show? This is not about PlayStation at all. It's because I have this mic attached to my head still, because I still haven't bought a new digital interface.
I'll bring it back to PlayStation. The guy who shot the reporter had a bigger miss than PlayStation with Concord.
Boom! Oh, man, everyone, look, right now, there may not have been an E3 in LA, but everyone's just, you know, having some play. Let's talk about the games that we have been playing. Max, what have you been playing over this week?
Mario Kart World Tour. It's just Mario Kart World Tour, really. I've now finished all the Knockout Tour cups and the more generic cups to unlock all the characters. Hadley's still having a blast. I don't understand how people are getting the time trial scores that they are. Watching some of the shortcut mechanics online is just absolutely fucking baffling.
And I'm randomly super... I go to write some notes, I lean back and I get blood and I become really white in the face according to the Discord. My apologies, just keep going.
Suck comparatively compared to everyone online. So I haven't played online yet. I just play against my daughter who wins about 45% of the time and is a real jerk when she's winning.
Still? Even though she got checked last week, still.
And she's a real bad loser still too. So.
Lame.
But we're going through, we're at the moment, we're doing the free mode stuff, doing all the P-Switch challenges, and trying to just unlock the last of the things that we need to do. Rainbow Road blew her mind. She's like,
oh yeah,
this is insane. You know the kid from Despicable Me when she sees the unicorn?
It's so fluffy! That was
Hadley with Rainbow Road.
Oh, no way, that's adorable. Saying that though, like speaking of Mario Kart, so as I mentioned, I did go and catch up with some mates over this week who I haven't seen in 100 years. Now they had a Switch too and they did boot it up and I did see Mario Kart, and I'm not going to lie, my immediate response was, yeah, this looks like Mario Kart, like it doesn't really feel or look any different. And then I saw that one of those caterpillary thingies was driving the car. I'm like, that's fucking weird and new. And then it's almost exactly the same in every way, but slightly different. And it's enough that made me feel uneasy.
You can grind now.
I did see that too, and I'm like, that doesn't change anything about the game at all.
Changes everything.
No, but I mean, like, in terms of my desire to play it, I'm like, okay.
The fact that you can, like, wall ride, trick off things, grind things, I'm like,
Yeah, that's going to get my son really interested, and that's going to annoy me. Because I don't have Switch. I don't have Switch 2 money.
Other than that, I've been playing more Elden Ring Nightreign. I still have 3 Night Lords to beat, mainly because I just get absolute potato teammates that just either, one, don't play as a team, so they'll because of the RNG loot system, like normally if I pick up a piece of gear that I know is going to be better on someone else, I'll drop it and ping it and be like, hey, like, you should probably have this. And, like, because you can look at other people's gear that's in your team, you can see that I'm like, you're holding literally the best weapon in the game for my class. Why would you not drop it for me?
Yeah.
Oh, because there's no communication, because there's no voice chat at all.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, oi, you should give that to me. They're just like, ooh, I'll just hold on to it and never use it.
What?
So it's frustrating. I still have yet to play with people I know.
How was none of your friends?
None of them bought it. None of them bought it.
Is there a reason?
They've all been talking about it for ages. Like, oh, I'm super keen, and then they just didn't. It's like,
interesting.
It's gone and passed now. Like, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm curious as to what that disconnect is. Right, the assumption would be.
I think it's the fact that it's not that long, sprawling single-player game where you kind of slowly progress and...
True, yeah. You are dictated with somebody else's speed.
It is very much... Well, it's a get-in-get-out game.
Yeah.
Like, you play for 40 minutes, then you're done. And then you start again. There's no, like, apart from, you know, gaining those relics, there's no real sense of, I mean, there's a sense of accomplishment for beating a run, but yeah. Once you've beat a Night Lord once, you don't really need to, there's not too much incentive to go back and do it again unless you have a specific, like, story remembrance beat to go and do it.
Yeah. So. That's a shame. Says the guy who has installed, who has not even looked at it. And nor probably will I. I did like my ambition to give it a try. And look, you and I could still give it a burl, to get me wrong.
Whenever you're ready, I'm here. Maybe we can get Joel in.
Yeah, oh, that'd be cool. Well, we can't get Paul in there, because look...
Okay, she's useless.
For those playing at home...
He's busy planning for Final Fantasy IX Remake. Fuck him.
So Paul is a good friend of ours. He's over at play2.net.au. And last week, I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to get too uppity about Final Fantasy, whatever, because I know Padge will be sad. Max was like, fuck him. And then we proceed to get a series of voice messages from him just chewing you out. And Xbox fans, and Square Enix. And he was really shitty that, you know, oh, look at this big announcement. These Final Fantasy games are coming to Xbox. He's like, fuck that. Where's my 9 remake? Like, every other game in the NVIDIA Leak Plus has come to fruition. Where the fuck is that Final Fantasy 9 remake? Actually, now I want to look at the NVIDIA leak list and see what has actually happened and what hasn't happened. That'd be interesting. Excuse me as I make snorting noises. But let's get into what I have been playing this week, however. We'll absolutely come back to that, because I'm very intrigued. I myself have pretty much only been playing the one thing, and that is Death Stranding. We talked about it last week. I started up again knowing full well that Death Stranding 2 is right around the corner. It is in the hands of people. It is known. Sadly, it ain't us. I wish it was us, because I'd be fucking all up in that game right now. As I know, Max, you would be also. But yeah, so I'm up in Chapter 3. So I'm hanging about. I've just done the trip from Port Knot City over to, was it Middle Knot City? And I'm in that next phase area, even though I can chiral jump wherever the fuck or whatever. It's still batshit and weird. And I still love it. And... I do find myself looking over it.
I'm pretty sure you're about to hit the part then, aren't you?
The part?
The part.
Oh.
You're about to hit the Mama and Hartman section, I'm pretty sure.
Actually, no, I absolutely am. I absolutely am. We are right around the corner to Hartman and Mama. Which is exciting. I remember them being in this section, but I remember them being a little bit later, so
that's definitely a word to use. It's not the word I would use.
We're about to get emotionally gut wrecked, and I'm very excited because it's cool. And it's actually really, really convenient. Not that part's gut wrenching, but when we're in the previous section, the first area of the game, Phoebe did ask me. She's like, "So when does like the world environment change? Like it's a lot of green, it's a lot of hills, and a lot of rock." I'm like, well, we're just about to jump into this next bit, and then you see the snow and all that sort of stuff, and so yeah, we're starting to see the different environments that Death Stranding has to offer. Of course, the game is answering fucking no questions at all. If anything, it's just making new ones, which has been fun for me. And as I was about to mention a moment ago, there are times where I'll like turn to Phoebe to be like, hey, like, see if I can gauge what her face is doing and how she's responding to the insanity she's seeing on the screen in front of her. To her credit, she keeps it pretty locked in, which is a good thing, but at the same time, like, you know, I want to see what's going on. We'll think about it, but we have had some good chats. It's been great, sort of discussing how it all comes together, because even though I remember the game in a lot of ways, it has been fucking 5 years since the game came out. Like, what, we played it... It was like late 2019, wasn't it? Death Stranding? October 2019?
Something like that.
Yeah, so somewhere around there, right? So it's been a long ass time since we've played it. So I am kind of having to rebuild the puzzle. I know where the puzzle goes. November, thank you. Yeah, I was writing my birthday, that's right. Like I know where the puzzle's going. However, I enjoy finding the pieces again. Sort of as I'm re-remembering about like Cliff, as I've discussed last week, or even Fragile and what's coming up with her, and then the connection to like Amelie, and then re-remembering how the beach works and all, and how like the chiral shit and the BT, how it all sort of comes together. And like we've had that first big fuck off fight with Higgs's dog BT, which is pretty fun. That was good stuff. Just throwing containers of my own blood at it. That's been awesome. But yeah, I'm still thoroughly enjoying it, is what I'm getting at. Like I'm not bored of it yet. We are consciously not picking up every piece of like lost luggage on the way. I'm not doing every mission that's available to me. I'm kind of golden pathing it as much as I can. Now I am still of course getting distracted by shit on the side because it's what I do, but knowing we have a deadline, which is what, 2 weeks? When's the game come out? A week and a bit, I think. A week and a bit to get there, and the game has a bit of meat to it still. Just kind of want to make sure I hit as much of the main story as I possibly can before the release of Death Stranding 2 on the beach. Now, Max, you did go back to Death Stranding a couple of weeks ago, but you've not returned, or did you just kind of jump in to get the taste of the game world and controls and go from there?
My intention was to play through it again, and then I got a Switch.
Yeah,
and
true.
And then I'm playing with the new shiny.
But I guess it's the best opportunity to play it because your kid no longer cares about the PlayStation.
Yeah, it is. But now it's, Dad, can we play Mario Kart?
Like, you can play Mario Kart. No,
play Mario Kart. I'm doing it constantly, every day. We play Mario Kart tonight. Yeah, I'm doing it because Ellie won't play because the controls are still too small.
Oh, you haven't got the pros yet?
No, not yet.
It's fair.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Yeah. I have a feeling like two, whenever the embargo for two drops, we may see it in the inbox.
I'm really hoping like as soon as we open the game, there'll be like a previously on.
Yeah, I do hope there's a previously on because I feel that would be very helpful.
Oh, yeah.
But it has been a really enjoyable experience going back to it, that's for sure. But all right, let's get into the section we call Inform the Players, where we tell you about what happened this week in PlayStation. Now, Max, my understanding is not much.
I was going to say, did you want to quickly do this?
Let's check in on the NVIDIA leaks. I like your thinking.
So this is coming from a Reddit page of someone who compiled the leaked GeForce Now database stuff and has listed it via publishers. Cool. Great. So for Sony, there was Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Edition, which has come
that
out.
That did happen, yep.
Helldivers 2 has come out.
Yep.
Forbidden West has come out.
Yep.
There was GT7 for PC, which doesn't exist.
Still not happened?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, does this list actually say whether it has or hasn't happened? Yep. Oh, brilliant. Sorry, I thought we had to speculate. Okay, cool.
God of War has, yep. Returnal has, Demon Souls, no.
But Demon Souls has happened.
Not on PC.
Oh, okay, did mention PC. Okay, no worries, yep.
Ratchet and Clank, there was no specified title, was Rift Apart, has come out.
Yep, and on PC also.
Sackboy Big Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi Ghosts.
Oh, Ghost of Sushi.
For Microsoft, we got Gear 6.
E-Day, yep. So that's happening.
E-Day, so, yep. Project Holland, which was Fable.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yep. Well, we've seen teaser trailers, but nothing since.
Yeah, Project Typhoon, Contraband.
Contraband? Oh, that happened. Yeah, that's been and gone, yep.
Been and gone. Project Woodstock was Forza.
Yep.
The untitled game from The Initiative, presumed to be Perfect Dark.
It's still in the works, allegedly.
Yep. Avowed.
Yep.
Kalimba, Indus, and Gravity are all big no's. Square Enix, we have Chrono Cross Remastered, which is a big old tick.
Yep.
Final Fantasy Tactics Remastered, big old tick as of last week.
Yep, yep.
Final Fantasy VII Remake, a big old tick. Final Fantasy IX Remake. Final Fantasy 16 has come to PC now.
It sure has.
Tomb Raider Anniversary is a big no.
It depends. It was like the idea of a packed in, but was it a new release?
But they have mentioned that it could come under the 1-3 remasters for Embracer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true. Actually, yeah.
Capcom, we got Resident Evil 4, yep. Street Fighter 6, Dragon's Dogma 2, Monster Hunter 6, in brackets, Wilds.
Mm-hmm.
For Take-Two, we got the GTA 3 Vice City San Andreas remasters.
Sadly, we did.
BioShock RTX remaster, big old no, and no. The BioShock 2022 game.
Which is not, and that is still a little late. Like, that's, you know, last we heard was set in the Arctic or something, and it's around the corner. Because what's it? It's done by a team. What is it like? Project Cloud or something?
Yeah, something like that.
It's named after Infinite.
For EA, we got Mirror's Edge RTX Remaster with a big old no.
No.
We got Untitled Respawn game, which was the 3 Star Wars games
that
we know about. Titanfall 3, big old cross.
No, sir.
From Bandai Namco, we had Tekken 8, which obviously exists.
It's awesome.
Curve Digital, we had Human Fall Flat 2, which is out.
Yep.
Devolver had the Talos Principle 2, which is out. Crytek had Crysis 4, which is out. D3 Publisher had Earth Defense Force 6, which is a yes, but it's only on PS4 and PS5 in Japan.
Okay.
For Sega, we had Bayonetta 3, which is a no.
Oh, but it's out, but not on PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We had Judgment and Lost Judgment, which is a yes.
Yep.
For Atlas, we had Catherine Full Body, which is not out on PC, but out on everything else. We had SMT5, which is out for PS5, PC, Switch, and Xbox. Not part of the list was Persona 3, Persona 4 Golden, and Persona 5R, which have all been announced and spoken about. For Warner Brothers, we had the Batman Arkham Knight RTX remaster, which was a no. Mortal Kombat 12, which was a yes. Valve Half-Life 2 remastered, which was a yes. And then there's just a few sprinkling of just random additional games. So Payday 3, yes. Crash Team Racing, yes. Yep. But not on PC. Hitman Pro, no. Modern Warfare 3 remastered, no. Titan Quest 2, yes. Outcast 2. Outcast, yes.
That Nvidia leak kind of fucked shit up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Especially now that, like, looking back, it's like all pretty much happened, except for Padge's broken heart. That will never be fully repaired, I feel. That's fucking mental. That is genuinely impressive how... Apart from the success rate on that list is like, gotta be like, what, 95% or something. There's only a handful of things that we've not seen.
Yeah, and it's been 4 years since the leak, so.
Fuck it, how's been. Oh my god. God, time is confronting.
But back to Sony news. Apparently, competition pushes us to innovate, which we know nothing about anymore.
Well, we personally, that's very true.
Yeah. Sony said that the competition from rival console manufacturers drives it to innovate, although it's not overly worried about Xbox's potential exit from the business. PlayStation boss Hideaki Nishino was asked rather bluntly during an investors' meeting whether he believes it'll be good or bad for Sony if Microsoft decides to quit making hardware. Quote, "We think that competition in the business is healthy and that pushes us to innovate. There are multiple participants who together drive the overall game industry, and while there are new engagement models being explored, we ultimately think that this is a good thing." Nishino implied his company is more focused on its own decisions rather than the trajectory of others. Quote, "As I mentioned earlier, we are confident and committed to our current strategy, and there isn't an urgent need for us to pivot, but we will continue to monitor play patterns."
Excuse me while I clear my nose. Interesting. Because that's like, that is the correct answer, quote unquote. Like, oh, cool, we love competition. Competition makes us innovate. Because that's the pretty common consensus around competition. So he's not saying anything amazing. But it's a difficult spot to be in. Now, I was listening to another podcast, as I normally do, and they were sort of discussing that same concept in that, excuse me, PlayStation is now the standard console. If people think of a console, they think of a PS5. Which in and of itself is kind of a bizarre thing to consider. Because people, like, what I mean by that, what I find interesting about that is, as I'm trying to build the sentence and also breathe, because my nose is completely blocked for some reason. I need to blow my nose, but I can't leave the desk this very second. Nintendo is not seen as competition to PlayStation. So, Xbox dying in the butt is unideal if you are truly a fan of competition. But, as you've mentioned, right, PlayStation are not innovating. They're also not entirely, like, they are healthy in a fiscal standpoint because they are the primary console now. But, you know, as I don't think we've not mentioned it yet, but it will be part of the news. Days Gone Studio Sony Bend released 30% of their staff this week. So, like, is that healthy? Granted, yeah. They'll work on, like, a PUI multiplayer game, but should have spent the time doing Days Gone or something, right? I don't know. What's your thoughts on this, Max? As I blow my nose.
It's very much one of those standard HR messages that you know we're not worried about the competition. We're doing our own thing. We have our own plans. You know, our trajectory is going to lead us to X amount of growth and whatnot. You know, it's essentially him just towing the company line. I don't think he's you know, saying anything outrageously ballsy. He's not going to come out and be like, nah, they're not making hardware anymore. Like, it looks like we don't have to do anything anymore. Like, whatever thing we throw out next is the only option for people to buy. Because it's not really the case, even if Xbox was to stop making the quote unquote Xbox, there is still other places people can go to play games. And with the current lineup of first party stuff that's coming out of PlayStation, which has been few and far between bangers, like, you know. And it's not like you can't kill a year waiting for it to come to PC and not play, like, thousands and thousands of other games in the meantime.
Yeah. But, like, for what... It's interesting, right? As you mentioned, from, like, a...
It's
innovative, like, standpoint, right?
I was going to say, it's almost like if Xbox was to say, hey, we're not doing consoles anymore, that's the sign where PlayStation would be like, okay, we really need to drive home that this is the reason why PlayStation should be the choice.
Yeah, and sadly, as you mentioned a moment ago, like, competition should allow people to innovate. Instead, Sony have tried to innovate a couple of times, and it's not really worked as expected. So recently... Sony has vowed not to repeat the mistakes it made with the PS5's ill-fated live shooter Concord, saying it's, quote, reviewed its processes, ellipses, to deeply understand how and why the title failed to meet expectations, end quote. Speaking candidly, as part of the investor roundtable we mentioned a moment ago, PS Studios boss Herman Holst said he believed, quote, some really good work, end quote, went into the first-person shooter, which was dramatically removed from a sale in under a month, actually 11 days to be exact. But he admitted it wasn't, quote, differentiated enough to be able to resonate with players, end quote, after entering a, quote, hyper-competitive segment of the market, end quote. Holst continued, we've introduced much more rigorous processes for validating our creative, commercial, and development assumptions. And we now know Try it again. And we now do that on a much more ongoing basis, and that's the plan that we will ensure that we're investing in the right opportunities at the right time, all while maintaining much more predictable timelines, end quote. The ex-Guerrilla Games Market Managing Director pointed to Marathon as a title the company is taking extremely seriously, and he noted the team is currently reviewing the alpha cycle that the release just concluded so it can better, quote, understand how audiences are going to engage with it, end quote. I think it's one of those weird lines where, like, maybe this review in processes don't let Herman Hulse fucking spearhead games for PlayStation Studios. Because, like, once again, thinking about it this week recently in a conversation that I listened to, since Shuhei Yoshida was straight up asked to leave his role as head of Worldwide Studios to then go do this indie project or leave, PlayStation and their first-party studios have been disgustingly mishandled. Whether it be under the hands of Jim Ryan as the CEO, then supported by Herman Holst, you're done fucked up. Is there a correlation between that? Yeah, these people that had been selected didn't do a good job. All the big games that we love our PlayStation 4s for, and including many of the games that began the PS5 generation, all came from the decisions of the former team. It's like any time you get a new president or new political party or member, the first couple wins they have are always, if they are wins, from the previous party or the previous leadership. Is the review process of, is it a games as a service? Yeah, cool. No, thank you.
I think the review process is they now look at it more than once. they just do a double take. They're like, hang on, let me just get one more quick peek, or maybe not.
Yeah. So, what do you think? What is it? Oh, okay, cool. Go again. Yeah, like that's kind of what it feels like. What it has to be, right?
Like, hindsight's 20/20. They just check it one more time. It's like, hang on, let me just double check that.
What's that fucking? I'm gonna randomly reference here, but I remember there being an episode of The Big Bang Theory where Sheldon was trying to solve a particular problem, and he was trying to do that. You know where you kind of make your brain do something else, then ideally you see the result.
Oh, he works on it subconsciously.
Yeah, when he's standing on it and he looks at it quickly. To be like, well, maybe that's when I'll see it. Is that what Herman does? He turns around, looks conquered, looks back. And then looks again, looks back. He goes, maybe should we? Let's try again. Yeah, it's good to go. So let's do it. Bold strategy, Cotton. But like, I do genuinely wonder, like, what these processes are. What have they been in the past? Because I understand, like, whether it be any of the decisions that they had made in that run. Now, granted, I am also very confident that their original plans for the games as a service model and their initiative was greatly impacted by the out of nowhere $3 billion purchase of Bungie that then continued to do jack shit. I don't think they would be in such an intense financial pressure or in that sort of post them done fucking it up financial pressure had they not invested that $3 billion in Bungie. Because they have to look forward to what Marathon needs to be, because it has to be something. It has to be relevant. It has to release. It has to move. Because understandably, any money that they had made at the hands of Bungie from Destiny, very similarly, right? That all that money came from the time and investment of Activision, not PlayStation. Marathon is the first demonstration of Bungie's ability under their banner. So they better damn fucking hope that Marathon does something good.
Well, it's not all, you know, doom and gloom over at PlayStation. They have had some wonderful PlayStation Plus subscriber numbers. So More people than you think have upgraded their PlayStation Plus subscriptions. As part of an investor presentation earlier this week, Hideki Nishino confirmed that 38% of all PlayStation Plus members are subscribed to the more expensive PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium tiers. The breakdown looks like this. 22% of all members are subscribed to PlayStation Premium, which is way too many in my opinion. 16% of all members are PlayStation Plus, which leaves the remaining 62% on PlayStation Plus Essential, which you would expect to be the most popular tier as it is the cheapest. This is in spite of the various price increases over the years, which Nishino said was a direct result of the company, quote, increasing the value, end quote, of the service.
Yeah.
He did also acknowledge economic issues like foreign exchange rates.
The short answer is premium is really expensive for nothing.
The premium number has gone up because I think back in 2022 it was only 17% and now it's up to 22%.
Yeah, look, so it's certainly increasing, which is good. And I imagine as you mentioned earlier, as the consensus is that PlayStation is becoming the dominant console, these numbers would increase. Now, granted, whether they're increasing at a rapid rate or a more steady rate, which appears to be a more steady rate, that's fine too. The difficulty, as we've mentioned in the past, and I'm about to mention again, is for us in PS Plus Deluxe here in Australia, because we don't have premium. Excuse me, because we don't have PS3 streaming here. At $200 and something annually, it is absolutely
We pay more for premium with less bennies.
Correct. And, like, I've had premium in the past because I've enjoyed some of the classics that have come out of it.
I also premiumed when it first released,
but
I upgraded to premium with what I had left of my subscription. And then as soon as my subscription ended, I went and went back to extra.
Yeah. So I'm in the same boat. I think once my period runs out in 2 months, I will return down to extra. Is the middle tier is extra? Yeah. Extra and then essential. Yeah, so cause essential is a bit shit, but I quite like extra.
Currently here in Australia, Deluxe is $214.95 a year, $187.95 for Extra, $102.95 for Essential.
Yeah.
It's fucking outrageously expensive.
But look, Game Pass is not that different if you were to look at it.
True.
And especially if you get Game Pass Ultimate, which, however, I would argue that the cost benefit is way more on Game Pass.
There is more games available to you on Games Pass than there is on the extra tier of PlayStation.
Very true.
Because you get access to, like, I think you get EA access included and a few other fun stuff. But this is coming from the person who just spent $55 for Switch Online for an entire year with all this, like, the SNES, NES 64, GameCube games.
Yeah, it's only a bargain comparatively, right?
Yeah.
And also at the same time, the Nintendo Online system is disgustingly bare bones.
Yeah.
Like, it's disgustingly bare bones comparatively. Like, oh, cool, I get all the SNES and Nintendo games. That's brilliant. Does it have anything else that these services offer? Nothing. Not a schmidge. So, they need to overhaul fucking premium or deluxe in some capacity, right? Just for us as only having access to the PS1 games that they decide to deliver, it is insufficient. It is not enough. Cloud saves are really cool. They're really convenient. That's a big part of why I continue to have PS Plus. The free monthly games are brilliant. Most of the time, though, they are games that I just simply don't care about, or because of the nature of we've been doing this for 11 years, we have had access to them in review codes in some capacity. Very rarely are there games that come to Extra or Essential that we have not played before outside of the games that are part of that launching, like FBC Firebreak that's coming out this week, or Blueprints, what was the other game that came out on PS Plus? Plucky Squire. You know, I think like games like that, right? Like they were with PS Plus Extra. Brilliant. Big fan of them. Following on from our chat earlier about the guidelines for the PlayStation Studios. Josh LaRosa is in the chat, and he's mentioned, yo, I don't actually agree with Colin on this point. I think Shu would have been forced to fall in line, forced into line on this strategy, and maybe also made the same choices. On paper, Bungie was a good choice. The idea to have that team shepherd their games wasn't a bad idea on paper. But one must hope to God that if it was Jim who made their first party teams make these games, Bluepoint is making a God of War games a service game. What? It's one of those weird things. We discussed it at the time. I would love, absolutely fucking love to have played that game. Because I'm a big God of War mark, right? Absolutely. Would I want Bluepoint to be working on it? No. Right? And something that I completely forgot about until what was mentioned this week.
What's wrong with Bluepoint, motherfucker?
That makes sense. No. That's what I'm saying. Bluepoint aren't there to make games a service. They are there to make ripper remakes of old games that should be brought into the new generation. Their entire purpose as a studio, their expertise as a studio, is to do exactly that. To have them do anything else is fucking insane. And a complete misunderstanding of the teams you have available to you and their natural skill sets and the team that they have collected to build that. It's the same as we talk about BioWare now, right? When we want to think about BioWare, we think about the original Dragon Age, right? The original Mass Effects, their incredible RPG pedigree. But over time to what the studio is now, I can assure you that very few people that are from that RPG pedigree are still there. When the studio made its choices to go into games as a service, whether it be with Anthem or what Dragon Age Veilguard was originally going to be, and then they pivoted in order to save face, and it fucked it up. It's not the same team anymore. And I think in a lot of ways, that had come at the cost of larger publisher plans forcefully altering what the studio is actually fucking good at, because they wanted to push them into a different size hole, rather than a different shaped hole, I should say, rather than the one that is perfectly built for them and their niche and their fucking and their ability. And it bums me the hell out. Sons of bitches. All right. Let me just quickly jot down this timestamp. Agree to disagree. Last summer, American Actors Union, the SAG-AFTRA, initiated a strike with regards to the use of AI in generating voiceover for video games. Now, almost a year later, it seems the strike may draw to a close. The union group announced that it has reached a tentative agreement with publishers and developers, including Activision, Warner Brothers Games, EA, Insomniac Games, and many more. Quote, it is expected that the strike will be suspended once the terms of a strike suspension agreement are finalized with employers. End quote, reads the statement from SAG-AFTRA. The agreement is subject to review and ratification, so there's still some work to do, but this is a big step in the right direction. Quote, patience and persistence has resulted in a deal that puts in place the necessary AI guardrails that defend performers' livelihoods in the AI age alongside other important gains, end quote, says National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland. Good name, by the way. Participating performers will remain on strike until the ink has dried on a final agreement. Quote, our video game performers stood strong against the biggest employers in one of the world's most lucrative industries, says SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher of Nanny fame, an awesome fucking advocate. Quote, their incredible courage and persistence combined with their tireless works of our negotiating committee has at least secured a deal. The needle has been moved forward, and we are much better off than before. As soon as this is ratified, we roll up our sleeves and begin to plan the next negotiation. Every contract is a work in progress, and progress is the name of the game, end quote. Now, Max, you've been following this a lot longer than I have, right? You've been having a close eye on this SAG-AFTRA stuff. For those playing at home who might be a bit out of date, what's been going on? Where we're happening? What does this mean?
I mean, this story covers it pretty well. Essentially, game developers were like, well, why should we pay someone when we can just AI voice it? And then the actors were like, well, no, you should be paying us. There's no reason why you should have the rights to our voices and likeness just because we worked for you that one time.
Yeah.
Which is fair. So it's good news, much like the writer's strike that happened a couple of years back and all that stuff. You know, they do it for a reason. They're protecting their own livelihoods. It is important in a future where AI is so prevalent as it is now.
Mm.
To secure your own livelihood. It makes sense.
Mm.
I'm glad that it's coming to an end. Because it has caused a lot of delays for a lot of things. A year is a long time to just halt production on things because none of your voice actors are going to work. There were some studios that got exemptions, Grand Theft Auto being one of them.
Yep.
If you're working on GTA, you fucking worked on GTA. No ifs, ands, or buts. You fucking did your job. So hopefully the deal is to everyone's liking. It gets pushed through and
Mute in the chat does jump in and says, I think the last time I heard was the Darth Vader incident. Absolutely true. So that was one thing that was mentioned semi-recently as part of the Star Wars update in Fortnite.
We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. Essentially, they got permission from James L. Jones' estate. And they said, yep, we're happy for you to do it. That's cool. And then they instantly had to patch it because Darth Vader was dropping some F-bombs.
Wait, what?
Oh, because it was AI that it would be in your party's voice chat. So you could voice chat with it. And because AI is dumb, you could get it to swear and shit.
No way. Hang on. hang on. So I thought they had like pre-recorded lines that they just pumped in. I didn't realize that you could make them sound.
Yeah.
All right. This kind of weirdly reminds me of, what was it? Was it Band Hero? Yeah, Band Hero, where you could get like Kurt Cobain and fucking Gwen Stefani and like all the old Guitar Heroes.
Just double check, but I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened.
I remember there being some concern. I think it was Courtney Love who got really shitty at like Kurt Cobain being used to sing some fucking garbage in a game because you could just select him as your character skin and next thing you know, you're playing, I don't know, likely a song that the late Kurt Cobain would probably not approve of.
Hang on.
Yes, Darth Vader said some swears and some R stuff. Now, is that like a word with a hard R or a word that starts with R? Actually, wait, don't write that in the chat. That seems really dangerous. what are you looking for? Are you looking for that Band Hero piece?
No. So the AI-generated voice was created in collaboration with Jones's estate, and Jones himself assisted in training an AI voice clone before his death to ensure that Vader would live on in some form. Disney has been dabbling in digital necromancy ever since Rogue One, which featured a recreation of Peter Cushing's likeness as Grand Moff Tarkin. Epic Games used a combination of Google's Gemini and 11Labs Flash V2.5 to generate Vader's responses. When he's not swearing at players, he's particularly interesting to talk to. He's a watered-down recreation of an iconic character. So the idea was you could like talk to him and ask him, like, you know,
who is your favorite? Who is your favorite child? What's your stance on Kylo Ren? And then he stole your shit. He stole your gimmick.
Yeah. So this version of Vader is an NPC.
How did the Emperor get all those Star Destroyers? In Rise of Skywalker, without anybody knowing,
is Rey actually a Skywalker?
Yeah, is Rey actually a Skywalker? Is it as dumb as we all think it is? Do you feel bad that you left your mum with a robot that was half finished?
Yeah, people managed to get him to get Darth Vader to do the old tour.
Yes. It's funny, like today that there was a video that there was a story that you sent me, right? Have you put it in? You have not put it in here. Thank Christ. So there's a story that Max sent through to me, which is essentially that that Stellar Blade is going fucking gangbusters on PC, and it's predominantly because of the mods. And in that moment, as I read that article and I looked at some of the pictures that people made, like Stellar Blade, given, you know, making her like super more boobage, big honking pregnant belly, making her in like hentai poses and shit. I'm like, this is effed. This is dumb. And then on top of that, I hate the internet. And then what you just told me about what they did for Darth Vader, they made him Haktu. That makes me very happy. Very happy indeed.
Did our stream just die?
Huh?
Did our stream just die?
Oh. I don't believe so.
I just had to refresh it. It died on my end. That was weird.
So yeah, I'm down with like a Haktu and Darth Vader. I hate generative AI and I hate this bullshit, but I wasn't aware that we could make Darth Vader say filthy shit. There's a very particular hot niche that will be needed for that.
It's all right. Silent Hill 1 remake has been announced, coming from Team Bloober. Sony approves Mind's Eye's PlayStation 5 refunds.
Yeah, this is what's very interesting. So, the first thing asked at the beginning of the stream was Mute. Mute goes, hey, have you played Mind's Eye? We tried. Like, literally. So, we emailed our very kind connection at the marketing arm here in Australia. And I was like, yo, this kind of looks insane and intriguing. I'd love to check it out. And they're like, yeah, we didn't get a single code. Like, not one. And then it appears that nobody did. Like, nobody did. And then the game continues to be utter garbage. And I still want to play it, though. But I also have a feeling that it's all kind of flash, no function. Very similar to that of Crime Boss Rock A City, which I was quite in. I was like, ooh. And then when it was free on PS Plus, I downloaded it. I'm like, this blows. Like, it kind of plays like Payday without all the fun. Because, you know, Payday kind of plays like ass unless you're playing with friends. And all the celebrities that they crammed into Crime Boss just were not enough. Yeah, and Mind's Eye looks like shit. But look, if it's ever free on PS Plus, I'll play it, I'm sure. But it looks shit.
Devil May Cry 5 has topped 10 million units sold. The game's still selling. Official PlayStation console diorama pieces are coming soon.
I'm sorry, what now? Who do what now?
There is PlayStation console diorama pieces, like little miniature consoles that you can put on display. I'll send you the link.
But hang on. Like, that part doesn't confuse me. Well, actually, no, it does confuse me. But like, because I know that there's those little gacha machines that have the little trinkles in them. I'm aware that at Pop Culture here in Geelong, there is literally a model kit where you can build. I don't know whether it's all the internal workings or just literally the shell of a PS5. If it is, it's a very fucking boring and very expensive model kit.
Sorry. Those of you who collect figurines will be familiar with Good Smile Company's posable Figma models. Sets include characters from video games, anime, and movies, including the likes of Geralt from The Witcher, Makima from Chainsaw Man, and even Michelangelo. To complement these models, the Japanese company makes a line of complementary accessories called Figma Plus.
Oh, I know these.
Create dioramas with your action figures. As part of that line, it's announced a set of PlayStation miniatures, which are in production pending a license approval.
Any pictures?
Yeah, so there is a little PS1, a PS2. Where are you? Just go away. There you go. They're just little, you know, little cute little mini PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4, PS5. They're all the original grayscale of the PS1.
Oh, my God. It has little discs and everything. The PSP is so tiny!
Yeah.
Now, the only downside of these Figma little figures are fucking ungodly expensive.
Yeah.
Correct. Like, disgustingly so.
So the set will include the PS1, the Pocket Station, the PS2, the PSP, the PS3, the PS4, the PS5, and all associated controllers.
I always wanted the Pocket Station, but I can never get one.
There's no love for the PS Vita.
That disgusts me.
Next up, Witcher 4 is being built for the PS5 first and foremost and will target 68 frames per second, which is just good.
I fucking hope so. Because the PS5 is no, you know, Jesus.
I'll add this into the quick bits because I forgot to put it in. Dying Light The Beast will be free to those who own the deluxe edition of Dying Light 2, as it was originally intended to be DLC. You can no longer buy the digital deluxe edition. You will have to buy the Beast as a standalone.
Hey, Max. Purchase.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's us. Because we got the Ultimate Edition, that we will be just like the Beast, and then I'll be playing the shit out of it come August when it comes out. I'm so keen.
Shout out to our good friends for the Recode.
It is once again my favorite zombie franchise for video games.
Get moist.
I adore parkour zombies.
I did just put, so in, as you started like talking about these little console diorama doohickeys, because I did open Push Square, which is one of the common things, places that we use for our sources,
mm-hmm.
When it comes to the stories that we tell. The first thing I saw was like, apparently Red Dead Redemption 2 remaster is going to be announced next week or some shit.
I looked at it. So
it's more about the idea of like, are we getting a Resident Evil, a Red Dead
rather. What I did was I opened it and it said that there's a good chance Red Dead Redemption 2's long-awaited PS5 version could be announced within the next few days. While we're connecting a lot of dots to create this story, we already know from respectable sources that Rockstar is plotting a current-gen version later this year. And now Rob Wyckoff, the voice of John Marston, has teased, quote, exciting news on a stream. While he confirms he can't share the information, he says everyone should know before Friday the 20th of June.
Okay, wow. All right. Because that's what I was curious about. I was curious. I didn't actually click the link. So I was like, oh, Max, you probably didn't include it for a reason. But I was more intrigued by the idea that we could get a Red Dead Redemption 2 remaster. Because where I'm like, I have tried to play that game fully about 5 times. And the run that I just did, it's the furthest I've ever been. But I would be down to see what it runs like on PS5, because that world is beautiful.
Because he wouldn't be able to talk about anything until the SAG-AFTRA thing is signed. And maybe that's getting signed on Friday.
Oh, yeah, good point. Absolutely good point.
It could be nothing.
It's probably
could nothing. Be something. It could be nothing.
9 times out of 10, it's probably nothing. Alrighty, let's just take one of these little thingies and we get into the games that are coming out this week. On the 16th of June, you get the Gex Trilogy. Man, Gex, what a fucking game that was back in the day. On the 17th of June, you get To Date Everything, coming to PS5. Disney Tron Catalyst, PS5. Dustwind Resistance, PS5. FBC Firebreak, coming to PS5 and Essential. Lost in Random, The Eternal Dime, PS5. Maximum Football, PS5, PS4. Rooftops and Alleys, the parkour game, PS5. Soulstone Survivors, PS5. And on the 18th of June, Without a Voice, PS5/4. On the 19th of June, a game which I would imagine Phoebe would get excited for, but then remembering that's also a fucking job, she probably won't be all that excited. Architect Life, a house design simulator, coming to PS5. Chronicles of the Wolf, PS5, PS4. Fruit Bus, PS5. Maestro, PSVR 2. RAIDOU Remastered, The Mystery of the Soulless Army. Rematch, PS5, Star Overdrive, PS5, Through the Nightmare, PS5, PS4, Vessels of Decay, PS5, PS4. The 20th of June! Drug Dealer Simulator finally comes to your PlayStation 5, and you can all play the game that I fucking utterly adore. It's so Eurojank, and I love it. You should play it.
I want Rematch.
What's Rematch? Is that the Sifu Soccer game?
It's Sifu Soccer.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah.
But look, on the 17th of June, you do also get all the PS extra games. This includes FBC Firebreak, Battlefield, Five Nights at Freddy's, Help Wanted 2. That's the PSVR game. It is also playable on PS5. The Hunter, Call of the Wild, which is a game that I have had on my wish list for a while because it does look kind of dumb and fun, like a janky hunting simulator. Yeah, I'll give that a bell. We Love Katamari Reroll and plus Royal Reverie, 17th of June. Ayuden Chronicle, 100 Heroes, Train Sim World 5, Endless Dungeon, and Deus Ex. Yeah, there you go. There's games.
FBC Firebreak's a big one.
Yeah.
Especially if you play as a boss member.
You down to play together?
Team-based shooter in the world of Alan Wake, for some reason I was about to say fucking John Wick, because I was listening to a review of Ballerina at work this morning.
Any good?
And I've got, apparently this story is just, the story and characters is hot garbage and absolute trash, but the movie has so much action that's so good that the movie's great.
Oh, brilliant.
It's all substance and no plot.
But that's what John Wick kind of has been for us. That's what The Equalizer was. I really enjoyed that movie, but it is literally just, here's a cool way to see shit get fucking exploded.
Oh, and apparently the what everyone thought was just going to be like a cameo for Keanu is actually quite a decent showing. He didn't phone it in.
Oh.
Because he's on the movie poster for the... Because it's called, I think, a John Wick story. Colin the Ballerina.
Oh, I should also tell you that Drug Dealer Simulator 2 will also be on PlayStation on the 20th of June. So I just pulled up Keymailer. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I put in a key request for that game. And I did, and the other one. And they're both, looks to be coming out on the 20th of June, which is great because I quite love Drug Dealer Simulator. That's good. And yeah. Drug Dealer Simulator 2 is also multiplayer as well, so you can drug deal with your friends. Very similar to Schedule 1, but a lot more real world than Schedule 1. But anyways, that does bring us to the end of the show. Big thank you to everyone for joining. It's taking time out of your day to listen to this fucking bullshit of a show. We are now, what, episode 397? Yeah, 397. So that's the number of this week's episode. That is kind of fucking insane. Insane.
398.
So obviously no show next week potentially.
Yeah, 399. So our 400th is this mid-July.
Yeah, okay, checks out. But there you go. Are we going to do anything fancy for big 400? Nah. I'm impressed we've made it. Oh, you and me just crammed in this little spot. Maybe I'll celebrate and buy that new mixing board so I don't have to use this, you know, Madonna headset. Also, please support us at patreon.com/thepopculturist. Thank you. All right, let's get out of here, Max. You know how this works.
Everyone knows how this works. This PlayStation conversation happens every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, you can come and check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, X. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/thepopculturist. We watch us record this show live. We can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation party. If you are listening to us on podcast services, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you watch us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, or comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, which I'd really appreciate because I don't really want to use this headset anymore, I'd really like to use my microphone again. patreon.com/thepopculturist. It would be much, much appreciated. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Mac Chipper.
And that was for the players.
He means until next fortnight.
Yeah, until next fortnight. Or maybe next week. We don't know yet. Fuck is it what happens? If anything cool happens, yeah, we'll be here. Probably a day early, but we'll be here. And if nothing happens, I don't know. Fucking see you in 2 weeks.
A day early and a mixer shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the players.